So let's review. The Gemara discusses whether various individuals are obligated in Re'iyah. 1. The Pasuk says, Shalosh pam bashana yeirocho zechurcho el pnei ha'odoin Hashem lehoitzias anoshim. From zechur, of the word zechurcho, we exclude women. They're exempt from Re'iyah even though they're obligated in Hakel. 2. We also expound the endachaf of zechurcho lehoitzi tumtum vandroginus. People with male and female signs are exempt because beria b'fnei atzmai, they're considered a separate gender, neither male nor female. Furthermore, tumtum kishebeitzav mibachutz, someone whose beitzim are visible and thus clearly male, but with his aver concealed, is also exempt. 3. From the word kol of kol zechurcha, we derive that only mi sheyochel lalis im kol zechurcha is obligated, but anyone that cannot travel with other people, such as one who has an offensive odor, is exempt. For example, hamakametz v'metzaref nechoshes v'habursi, one who cleans excrement, works with copper, or is a leather tanner. 4. We also expound regolim prat labalei kabin, someone with an artificial leg is exempt. Alternately, prat lechiger ulcholel usumu lezaken. This excludes one who cannot walk, such as the lame, sick, blind, and elderly, and fanki, someone too delicate to walk in the mikdash without shoes. 5. The Mishnah ruled chutz mecheri shoyte v'katan, a minor is exempt. However, the Gemara differentiates kan b'katan shehigia lechinuch, kan b'katan shelo higia lechinuch. If he's old enough to be educated, he's obligated midrabbanan, but younger children are exempt. 6. The Mishnah ruled avodim she'enan mishechrarin, slaves are exempt, and the Gemara explains because kol mitzvah she'isha chayeves ba, evet chayev ba. Slaves are only obligated in mitzvahs that women are obligated in. As mentioned earlier, women are exempt from re'iyah. Furthermore, chetzi evet v'chetzi ben chorin poter, a half slave, for example, one was freed by one of his two masters, is also exempt because the pasuk says el pnei ha'odoin Hashem, and we expound mi she'en lo elo odoin echad. Only someone completely free, who has only one master, Hashem, is obligated in Re'iyah. 7. Ha'ara v'hatamei peturin. Someone not circumcised and someone tamei are exempt from being oil regel and are also not obligated to send the carbon with someone else. Tamei is excluded from the pasuk uvasa shama v'haveisem shama. Kol she'yeshnei bebiya, yeshnei behava. Kol she'enei bebiya, enoi behava. One who may not enter the Azara is also exempt from bringing an oil Re'iyah. And Orel is excluded from the pasuk regarding a Kohen Tamei, which states Ish Ish. The word is duplicated, L'rabbi says Orel, comparing an Orel to a Tamei. The Gemara lists several drashas that evoked a strong response. 1. The pasuk says, Yeroe, Yeroe. Rav Huna wept and commented, Eved she'rabbi metzapole l'roisa yisrachek mimenu. Hashem, who waited to see us when we were oil regel, has now distanced himself from us. 2. V'lo yachlu echov l'anois oisoi ki nivalu miponov. The brothers were taken aback by Yosef's revelation. Rabbi Elazar wept and commented, "Umat toichacha shel basar v'dam kach, toichacha shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu alachas kama v'kama." If they could not withstand Yosef's rebuke, how will we be able to withstand Hakadosh Baruch Hu's rebuke? 3. The pasuk says, "Yitein be'ofar pihu ulai yesh tikva." Rabbi Ami wept and commented, "Kulei hai v'ulai." After all this affliction, and still only perhaps there is hope. 4. The pasuk says, "Bikshu tzedek, bikshu anova, ulai tistru b'yoyim af Hashem." Rabbi Ami wept and commented, "Kulei hai v'ulai." After all these good character traits of justice and humility, is it still only perhaps you'll be protected from Hashem's wrath? 5. The pasuk says, "Sinu ra v'oyav etoy v'hitzigu b'shar mishpat, ulai chayin Hashem olakei tzivokos." Rabbi Asi wept and commented, "Kulei hai v'ulai." After all these good attributes of hating evil, loving good, and seeking justice, and still only perhaps Hashem will deal with us favorably.